right, here we go. Live from the No Panic Zone in Studio G. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, March the 31st, 2020. Good to have you here in the No Panic Zone. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Congressman Mark Meadows resigning his position today to start his brand new job, Chief of Staff for President Trump, and moving his talents to the West Wing. The North Carolina Republican has been a loud supporter for a long time. Number two, in Virginia, the governor issuing the longest stay-at-home order yet, pushing it all the way to June 10th, much like orders in other states. The executive order allows for some essential services, but not much. And number one, the United States hospital ship Comfort pulling into New York Harbor weeks ahead of schedule to add more than 1,000 bed capacity to the city's care capacity. The hardest hit New York City right now, the Wuhan pandemic wreaking havoc on New York. Trouble lies ahead, that's for sure. The ship is a signal of hope, but will it be enough? And hey, have you taken time to turn in your neighbor yet? I mean, it's early, I realize, but you can turn in your neighbor at any time. So New York, the numbers there are devastating at this time. 1,300 have died in New York so far. Across the United States, we passed a 3,000 fatality threshold overnight. And these numbers are concerning, to say the least. They're frightening to a lot of people, but when just applied raw, we need to apply some common sense to them so you understand what they mean. In the United States now, we have about 170,000 confirmed cases of the Wuhan virus, more than 3,000 dead. The only bright side of any of that is that the per capita rate of infection and death is lower than anywhere else in the world except China, and we don't believe their numbers. We don't believe the Chinese numbers at all. In fact, new estimates, I should share this with you right off the top. New estimates released just a couple of days ago from Radio Free Asia. That's a U.S. government-funded nonprofit. They've been digging into the numbers, watching social media, examining those coming and going in Wuhan. And they say at the cremations conducted at area funeral homes, Radio Free Asia estimates the true death toll from the virus to be about 46,800 in the city of Wuhan alone. 46,800 to be the estimated death toll in the city of Wuhan alone. China reporting a death toll of 2,500, but that does not square. One funeral home alone ordered 5,000 urns for cremation. Meanwhile, China has begun to lift lockdowns, they claim. But many have remained skeptical of the Chinese figures, pointing to China's early deceptive action at the start of the epidemic, lying to people, telling the World Health Organization, which is nothing more than a puppet for the Chinese now, it appears, that it was not contagious as late as January the 14th. The World Health Organization, January the 14th, was saying it's not contagious. And yet people on social media, Trump knew this in December. He's let us down. No. January the 14th. The World Health Organization declaring to the world, that it was not contagious. China actively suppressed whistleblowers, raising the alarm over the virus too, arresting doctors, putting them in jail. One later died, you might recall, the 34-year-old doctor that first notified the world. There's fresh evidence every day that China is not telling the truth. And the World Health Organization is carrying water for China. And that's the truth, that we are not getting the full story. Meanwhile, here in the United States, we have passed 1 million tests so far. About 170,000 people have tested positive. That means about 1 in 9 of those tested tests positive for the COVID-19, the Wuhan virus. 1 in 9. In Michigan, our cases are higher than many other states. We're about to pass California, in fact, for total number of cases. Now, think about that. You go back a couple of weeks, New York and California had about the same number of cases. New York has exploded. California has remained fairly level. And now Michigan looks to be poised to pass California in total cases. And we'll find out a lot more in the days to come because of Abbott Laboratories and the efforts of the White House and the Coronavirus Task Force. Abbott Labs producing in record time a point of care COVID-19 test, which will give results in minutes, not hours or days. And FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn, who was on this program just a couple of days ago talking about the rollout and the testing, he was at the White House yesterday to unveil this test. It's bite number 7 with Stephen Hahn, the doctor and the FDA commissioner. Bite 7, go.
A point of care test is a test that gives you a result where you're getting care. This is truly a patient-centered approach, whether it's the doctor's office, a hospital, an emergency room, an urgent care center, or a drive-by testing site. Just like tests for flu or strep, where you go to the doctors, you get the test done, you can get an answer within minutes of having this test done. Now, with those tests being approved for Abbott and for others, these are available around the country. They're planning to scale up the number of tests that can be put out throughout the country over the next month, and patients can get the answer within as little as 15 to 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Pretty important, wouldn't you say? 5 minutes. Get a 5-minute test result, that is extremely important. The president announcing that more than 1 million Americans have been tested now and calling for unity and shared sacrifice and pulling together as a country. The president pleased, obviously, that the hospital ship Comfort has made it to New York Harbor weeks ahead of schedule. Weeks. They said it couldn't be done, and here it is. Weeks ahead of schedule. And when he said it was going to happen, he was mocked. When he said hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin could be the answer to stopping the disease, he was mocked. It's proven to be true. There are other experimental medications out there that have proven to be effective as well. Some AIDS therapies and medications. People are trying all sorts of things, and some of them are working. None better than the anti-malarials so far. And remember how the news media mocked him. It's shameful. Donald Trump is trying to pull together people from industry and government and governors and get everybody on the same page and push us forward. In fact, he's calling for unity once again in bite number 8. The president calling for unity. Here's what he had to say.
Yesterday, I announced that we would be extending our social distance guidelines through the end of April. This is based on modeling that shows the peak in fatalities will not arrive for another 2 weeks. The same modeling also shows that by very vigorously following these guidelines, we could save more than 1 million American lives. Think of that, 1 million American lives. Our future is in our own hands, and the choices and sacrifices we make will determine the fate of this virus and really the fate of our victory. We will have a great victory. We have no other choice. Every one of us has a role to play in winning this war. Every citizen, family, and business can make the difference in stopping the virus.
Stopping the virus. Everybody has a role to play in winning this war, I agree. Everybody has a role in winning this war, I agree, which is why you're here in the No Panic Zone. We have a conversation, you and I. We don't lose our heads. We stay focused. We move forward. And we do our best. It's the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show, back after this.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. advertiser.
The Rockstar Beast of a Sales event is here right now. Get $1,250 off of a 2019 Rockstar and an extra third year of warranty. That's far and away an industry-leading warranty. But then what else would you expect from a side-by-side unlike any other? Rockstar is built in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. Plus, with a truck-like beltless transmission, you can expect less downtime and more off-road time. Hurry. The Rockstar Beast of a Sales event ends March 31st.
Hi, I'm Erin Elke with the Eaton Rapids Area District Library. A child's ability to read has a direct effect on their future success. Reading with your child helps to increase their vocabulary and improves their reading fluency and comprehension. March is National Reading Month, and we are encouraging everyone to pick up a book and read to a child, whether it's a beloved classic or something new and exciting. We encourage you to spread the joy of reading. For more information, visit NEA's Read Across America site at www.readacrossamerica.org.